Komoiawa Tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. More damning criticism of Oranga Tamariki. A report from Aroturuki Tamariki, the Independent Children's Monitor, says the Child Protection Agency is not ensuring Tamariki and Rangatahi and its care get access to basic health services. The agency's standards say all children in care have annual health and dental checks. Independent Monitor Aaron Jones says if basic health needs aren't met, there are consequences in later life.
Unfortunately, what our report shows is that Oranga Tamariki haven't put in place what a health check is, nor do they know whether those health checks are occurring or whether kids are getting to the dentist every year. These are things that they need to know so they know that the kids are being looked after properly.
Aaron Jones says Aroturuki Tamariki wants to see that every OT social worker is making sure Tamariki in their care are enrolled with a GP and getting health checks. On other news, Waikato Women's Refuge says 2024 is shaping up to be a particularly bad year for struggling whānau, with drug and alcohol use contributing to high levels of family violence. Chief Executive Ruahina Albert says rising living costs are putting extreme pressures on families. She says government agencies aren't doing enough to help people with their most urgent needs, including housing, affordable health access and food.
People will go to either those needs of alcohol and drugs, that easier access, it numbs the fact of what you're experiencing. When you're up against either a system or services that, you know, you get declined and turned down so much, you're not going to make it out of there. What have you got to look forward to?
Ruahina Albert says methamphetamine abuse is now the undisputed number one issue facing community service like Refuge. And opponents of New Zealand's involvement in the US-UK-led attacks on Yemen will protest outside the waterfront offices of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Auckland today. Palestinian Youth Aotearoa spokesperson Arama says the group condemns the coalition government's decision to send NZDF personnel to the Red Sea. She says the blockade of Israeli-bound shipping launched by Yemen's Houthi was a response to the ongoing genocide in Gaza. And lastly, a member of the Tāmaki Makaurau Māori men's basketball team says Kotahitanga is bringing iwi to the basketball courts of Rotorua. The 2024 Poitū Kohu Māori basketball tournament is on at Rotorua Energy Event Centre, with the under-17 age group contest winding up on Wednesday and Pakeke Pool starting yesterday. Tāmaki guard Boston Aituro says seeing players from across all iwi come together for basketball is a testament to the game's growth.
This is one of the main sports that is growing around here, so it's cool for everyone to come back to Rotorua and pretty much just enjoy themselves and have fun with different whānau. It's just a cool concept that the organisers come up with, and it's a very whānau-friendly environment for everyone.
The final prize giving will be held tomorrow. And that's your Wātea English News.